Wow. Are you out there?
I'm sorry. Good morning. Thank you so much. God is good, and I am looking forward to today. I'm just excited. I'm always excited about my first game. Thank you so much for helping me to celebrate it by saying happy birthday to me.
All right. Minister Cynthia? I see her on the board, so I guess we're going to keep rolling.
Well, good morning, TMC family. We welcome you to the Mass. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless you and we praise your holy name. We magnify you and we glorify you because you are worthy of our praise. We thank you that you are Alpha and you are Omega. You are beginning. You are end, Father. We thank you that you are our healer. You are our strength. You are our comforter and you are our refuge. And so here this morning on the Master's Call, we welcome your presence. We welcome your power and your anointing to fall upon us right now in the name of Jesus, for we are predestined to win on this Wednesday. So we celebrate Minister Willa this morning. We thank you for allowing her to begin another chapter on this day, and we pray that new and greater things will be manifest in 2014 and 2015 and so forth in her life. And Father God, as you continue to elevate her, Father God, we look forward to the greater and the new things that you would do for her. And so we celebrate her here on the Master's Call, and we thank God for each and every person that has dialed in. We thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon. We thank God for our International. We thank God for the speaker, Pastor Chuck Brown, as he would come this morning, Father God. I pray right now that you would increase in him as he decreases in the name of Jesus, that the word will go forth mightily, unhindered, uncontaminated, Father, and that the lines will be free, clear, and unhindered, Father. So we bless your name, Father. We glorify you. We honor you. We celebrate you, and we realize that we cannot do anything without you, Father. So we bless you in this day. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, and it is all well in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I am turning the call over to our hostess for this day. Are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear, Minister Michonne. Take it away.
Amen, and praise the Lord. Good morning, family. We are so excited what God is doing through us, to us, and for us. And for that, we are all blessed. So I greet you all with this joy and with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. And I would like to say happy, happy birthday to my sister and the Lord, Minister Willa. You are blessed. That you will come across will be blessed. And I also want to wish anybody a happy, happy birthday, whether it was today, yesterday, and or tomorrow. So a little bit about this dynamic call. It was founded by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International. And I tell you, these two women are blessed. They are victorious, and they truly have the anointing over them. And what's so exciting about this call and what's so special about this call is the fact that they follow God's mandate. And because of that, this call is blessed. We know this call is all about the Master, and because of that, since October 25th, 2010, this call has gone uninterrupted. No matter what the enemy tried to do to sabotage this call, it has always been protected by the blood of the Lamb. So we encourage you to go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. There you will be able to see the archived messages from the beginning of this call. You'll be able to get to know a little bit about each speaker, kind of put the name and what they're doing to the voice. And you also have an opportunity to read encouraging words and posts that are taking place with the Master's Call and around the Master's Call. So go ahead and go to www.themasterscall.net and peruse through the site. And it's also fully interactive, so you can leave comments on the site. You can also email us through the site and send us your praise reports, your testimonies, as well as your prayer requests. And if you don't want to use the site to send that, that's fine. We also have an email address that you can send your prayer requests, testimonies, or praise reports. So if God is saying, my child, it is time for you to join this family, the TMC family, you can email us at info@themasterscall.net. And the prayer general, which is Minister Robin and or Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, will get back to you and let you know, thus saith the Lord. Another exciting thing about this call, it has a mission statement that we all stand, touch, and agree. That mission statement is also on the website, and it is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. God also blessed this call with a scripture which can be found in Psalms 88:13, and that reads, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. See, a lot of us have friends, a lot of us have relatives, a lot of us have acquaintances that we can call, but when you call on the Master and you send those prayers up, God's blessings come down. So we encourage you to maintain your day in prayer. Now, did you know that directly after this call, if you dial area code 530-881-1300 and use the access code 539-598-pound, you will be motivated. That is the Morning Motivational Call, which is hosted by a dedicated team of entrepreneurs, which was facilitated by Dr. Dorothy Cook, our godmother of Artists International. And I tell you, if you don't know about artists, if you're saying, well, what does this have to do with a prayer call, I just want to say I am glad that you asked. We in this telecommunications sanctuary are Artists International distributors, and it's a blessing because this company is so sold out to the Lord. And not only is it sold out to the Lord and follow God's mandates with all that they do, it also banded this beautiful family together, the TMC call. So please, I encourage you to go and dial 530-881-1300 and use the access code 539-598-pound to be motivated and to learn what you need to do in order to keep your business going. And if you say, well, I still don't understand what Artists International is and what is a platinum president and, you know, I have no idea what you're talking about. Can you break it down a little bit more? Well, I'm glad to. Artists International is a health and wellness company that has been in inception for over 22 years. It is debt-free. And not only is it debt-free, but it also empowers. It also helps. People are changing their mindset. People are changing their zip codes. People are changing their health reports. People are just changing their bank reports because of this company. So go back to the person that told you about this call and say, can you please tell me a little bit about Artists International? And they will gladly tell you a little bit more. I have many, many more announcements, including the Artist Empowerment Tour that's going to be taking place in the beautiful, sunny, and gorgeous Bahamas. But I want you to go to the website, www.artistempowermentconference.com, and the countdown is on. In less than 78 days, you and all those will lead to the Bahamas and learn how you can be a dynamic artistpreneur. So I'm excited to hear, thus saith the Lord. I tell you, this mighty man of God that is coming on the line is truly, truly used by God. God has truly anointed his life, and he is blessed. And the wonderful thing about Pastor Chuck Brown, he breaks it down so you can understand what God is saying. He also breaks it down to the point where you're just excited to know more about where God is taking you. And Pastor Chuck Brown is a senior pastor of one of the most exciting and powerful ministries in the New Orleans area, which is Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center. He states on his Facebook page that he is married to the most wonderful woman in the world, Marcia Brown, and he is a father to the best son and daughter in the world, Charles III and Christina Eve. And Pastor Chuck is a graduate of Morehouse College. He also met his beautiful wife, Marcia, and Spellman. And I tell you, they've experienced the highs and they've experienced the lows. But glory be to God, God has truly covered them. So you can go to the website and learn more about Pastor Chuck Brown, but I am now turning this call over to him. I'm getting my paper, I am getting my pen, and taking some notes, because I tell you, this is going to be a ground-shaking change of a message. Pastor Chuck, are you there?
Wow, yes, good morning. Thank you,
Good morning.
We bless the Lord for you, bless the Lord for all who are involved with this call, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts. We're grateful to have this opportunity to share God's word with you, and I pray that it is a blessing to your life. I want to go right into what the Lord has given me. Esther chapter 4, verse 14, Esther 4 and 14, King James Version. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Who knows whether you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this? I just want to just share what the Lord has given to me this morning in this title, Your Time Is Now. Your time is now. Recently, I ministered regarding the timing of the Lord. In that particular lesson, we shared how it's important not just necessarily to understand God's timing as much as it is to accept God's timing. God's instructions are generally accompanied by his timing. That is to say that the what is accompanied by the when. Abraham, leave your kinfolk. When you get home today, go ahead and leave your kinfolk and those lands, and I'm going to bring you somewhere else. Moses, tell Pharaoh to let my people go now. Gideon, take this army of 300 and fight the Midianites now. Elijah, go to the brook right now because I have assigned ravens to feed you there in that place at this time. When God has an assignment for you, you must be cognizant to embrace the time frame in which it needs to be completed. You were birthed in this time because God has need for you for this time, in this time. My declaring that it's your time is not done with selfish motives, but rather with the idea in mind that there is something for you to do. The great thing about God is that blessings always accompany timing. And I was praying all last week about some things, in particular with my ministry, and the Lord gave me a word. He gave me something, a prophetic word, that came up with this message that this is your time. And what he means by this is this: whatever I have given you to pursue, this is the time for you to go after it. The favor that I have for you is in this particular situation, in this season, but it has a time limit. If you go after it now, you will see it manifest for you. If you don't, however, go after it, don't expect to see that particular miracle. And I'm excited about that prophetic word because there are things that I've been asking for, opportunities I've been praying for, circumstances I needed to be turned around. And now God is telling me that it's my time. Y'all, man, I've just been rejoicing over this all week long. You know, see, I understand that you all have everything you need. You have all the things that you want. I know that everything is already in order in your life. But I need this reassurance to know that the job is mine, to know that the healing is mine, the breakthrough is mine, the contract is mine, the increase and the promotion and the freedom and the relief are all mine. It's my time and I'm not apologizing for it. It's my time and I'm not hiding from it. Get mad if you want, hate on me if you want, get jealous, but whatever God is telling me to do, I am going to do it in this season. Your time is now. There's several things that I want to share with you this morning that if you're taking notes, you can take notes. You can jot this down. The first of which is this: never give people so much power that your life stops because they leave. Never give people so much power that your life stops because they leave. In this particular book, Esther, Xerxes has a party for the nobles and his officials that lasted 180 days. And then he threw another banquet for everybody that, you know, the rich and the poor and all the people of the kingdom that lasted 7 days. The queen Vashti also threw a banquet for the women. And after a while, the king wanted to show off his queen. He calls for her, but she refuses to come. The thing about this particular tale is that the queen's action did not stop the kingdom from continuing. Just because she didn't act right didn't mean that things were going to stop. Understand something, and get this in your heart, y'all. Life goes on. After the death of a loved one, life goes on. After the end of a relationship, life goes on. After dismissal from a job, life goes on. After you come through or go through a storm, life goes on. It's not the end of the world. The underlying factor here is that people will often leave you. They'll leave you with the thought that if they leave, you will go down. But please understand me. Things don't stop just because you leave my life. Your leaving me does not mean God has left me. Your deserting of me does not mean God has deserted me. Stop empowering people to disrupt your life. You have to do like the king did and start putting some folk out. It's okay for you to say, no, you got to go when folks start to get beside themselves. Okay, you don't want to give me a ride? Cool. I'll still get to work. You don't want to help me out in this particular situation? That's fine. It's still a workout for me. You don't want to assist me? Okay. Your leaving me does not mean life will stop for me. I love you, but life will go on. Here's the second thing you need to understand in this whole idea of your time being now. God is looking for someone who will stand out among those who step up. God is looking for someone who will stand out among those who will step up. And that's the chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 for your scripture reference. You will understand that there were many women who wanted to be queen. They would have liked to be queen, but everybody could not be. Look, everybody wants to be on top. Everybody wants to be blessed. Everybody wants to be favored and promoted. But the hard truth is that everybody will not be. The reason why is because a lot of folk will step up, but they don't stand out. Everybody wants to be the number one guy until it's time to stand out. Standing out means you not only get the most praise, but you also get the most criticism. They're going to clap for you, but they'll also boo you. And if you're not willing to take the criticism along with the pats on the back, then you can't be the one that God uses in this time. If you need everybody to like you, then you can't stand out. If you need everybody to accept you, then you cannot stand out. If you need everybody to vouch for you, then you're not going to be able to stand out. If you need everybody to understand your anointing and accept your gift, then it's going to be hard for you to stand out, because standing out is lonely. Standing out is hurtful at times. Here's the question. Are you willing to be yourself while everybody else is trying to be a carbon copy? Or are you willing to say, Lord, you can use me, flaws and all, while everybody else puts on the front like they got it all together? There are many people who will try to step up when there's a void. However, not many of those folk will stand out. There was something about Esther that distinguished her from all of the other women. All of them were beautiful. All of them had a certain sense of appeal. All of them were pleasing on the eyes, but Esther had a way of pleasing the heart. They dressed up the outside to appear right, but before she put on any makeup, Esther made sure that her mind was made up and her heart was right before the Lord. They were trying to out-pretty each other, out-sing and out-dance each other, but Esther's focus wasn't even on them at all. All she was concerned about was pleasing the king. I wonder if there's anybody on this line who wakes up every morning saying, you know what, I don't care what anybody does or doesn't do today. I'm trying to capture the attention of the king. Don't just stand up, stand out. Number 3, the moment you do what God told you is the moment you will experience unparalleled favor. The moment you do what God told you is the moment you will experience unparalleled favor. We find Esther in chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, among all of the other candidates. She's in the king's harem. She moved when God told her to and is now in position to see God move. But here's the thing. She wasn't Persian. She wasn't Babylonian. She only had her assignment. See, having your assignment matters more than being in the right clique. Having your assignment matters more than being in the right group. Armed with her assignment, Esther continues to stand out. Something about the way she worked caused her supervisor to be enamored with her. She impressed him with the way she conducted herself, and as a result, she received special favor that none of the other women received. I need you to understand that no matter what you do for a living, your occupation, whatever it is, don't mess up the favor by not doing your best. The Bible is clear that in everything we do, we should do it as unto the Lord. There is favor on your side, but you won't receive that favor if those in power are not impressed with you. I'm talking to those of you who are always late but want to be promoted, always calling in but mad because you got written up. You can't experience favor unless you walk in the spirit of excellence. Excellence should become us. We should be known as men and women of excellence in every aspect of our lives. And the reason why is because we represent a God of excellence. We represent a kingdom of excellence. And how we represent the kingdom dictates the favor we receive from man. Yeah, I said it right. Favor from man. Joseph didn't just have favor from God, but he handled himself in a certain way in every position he was in. And he found favor with every single supervisor, manager, and master he came in contact with. He didn't just have favor with God, but the way he conducted himself garnered favor with man. Whoa, God. Esther's behavior is the reason why she received the favor of the person in charge. She was already favored by God. She was already operating in your assignment helps you to know that you're favored by the Lord. But the way she produced caused this man, this king, to give her what? I'm sorry, her supervisor, to give her what he wouldn't give to anybody else. So she had a special menu, special beauty treatments, and has 7 special maids assigned to her, and above that, even given the best quarters of anyone else. All you have to do is what God assigned you and do it in a way that causes you to stand out and walk in excellence, and you will receive unparalleled favor. Here's number 4. This is chapter 3 now. The devil always schedules an adversary whenever you move in God's timing. The devil always schedules an adversary whenever you move in God's timing. There's always a Haman that comes on the scene when you're determined to move in your time. Haman had beef with Esther's cousin Mordecai. Haman was promoted by the king and expected everybody to bow down to him whenever they were in his presence. But Mordecai, Esther's cousin, wouldn't bow or show him any respect. And, of course, Haman got mad. And he goes to the king with the report that the Jews are disrespecting the king. I'm almost there. Haman represents those folk who are mad because you won't stop doing the right thing. You know anybody who's mad because you won't gossip with them? You know anyone who's mad because you won't sleep with them or cuss back or fight or get involved in their mess? Those are people who are trying to get you out of God's will. The Hamans of the world come because you're trying to do the right thing. But I need you to get this. Never believe for 1 minute that just because you've decided to do what God told you to do, that you won't be confronted by those who don't like you. Here's something that blessed me whenever I think about those who wish evil upon me. God never removes enemies from the situations we face before he gives us victory in their face. God never removes enemies from the situations we face before he gives us victory in their face. There are some folk you've been praying to be removed from your life that God seems to keep right there. That's because God wants you to get victory in front of them. He wants to give you your breakthrough in front of them. He wants to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. He wants them to see you cry and then see you smile. He wants them to see you depressed and then full of joy. Yeah, he wants them to see you hurt, but he also wants them to see you healed. He makes your enemy your footstool. In order for your enemy to become your footstool, they're going to have to stay in your life. They have to be present in order for them to help you go higher. Don't trip about the adversary that comes into your life. And finally, number 5, anyone who bucks against you will suffer at the hands of their own undoing. Anyone who bucks against you in this time will suffer at the hands of their own undoing. I don't have to stay here long. Haman goes too far with his plot against Mordecai and Esther and the Jews. That's why I'm always telling folk, move in silence. You don't have to respond to every attack. Pretty soon, your enemy will go too far. The Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. That scripture doesn't just apply to pastors and preachers. That's for all of God's children. You don't have to react negatively. You don't have to get in the flesh or cuss back or any of those things. Trust me, they'll do themselves in. Haman gets a law passed and ensured the utter annihilation of the Jews. Every man, woman, boy, and girl would be killed at his hand. Esther gets wind of this, and so she sets up this private banquet. And long story short, Haman had these gallows created and prepared to kill Esther's cousin Mordecai. But remember, she had favor, not just with God, but she had favor with man. When it's your time, you need to understand that nobody can stop you. When it's your time, nobody can kill you. When it's your time, no one can bring you down, no matter how hard they try. When it's your time, the enemy can't keep your victory from happening. He can't stop your healing. He can't stop your restoration. He cannot stop your breakthrough. At the banquet, the favor of God is covering Esther to the extent that the king said, girl, what do you want? I'll give you up to half of my kingdom, anything. I don't have time to preach about how favor can get you what you want. She reveals the plot of Haman, and the king tells the soldiers to kill Haman with the same gallows that he prepared for Mordecai. I'm standing here right now telling you that there are folk in your life who've been talking about you, been trying to bring you down. Don't you respond to them at all. Don't trip about it at all. God's going to use the weapons that they were trying to use against you, and those things are going to go against them. No weapon formed against God's people shall prosper. I'm standing here again, man, listening, telling you to understand that it is your time. Go get what you want. Your time is now. Go get what you need. Your time is now. Go experience God's best. Run with your vision, because the enemy can't stop you. The devil can't keep you from experiencing it. Your time is now. You have an assignment that only you can fulfill. It's your time. If we were in church, I'd tell you to high five three people. But since we're not, you need to declare it to yourself. It is my time. My time is now. It's time for me to run with my vision. It's time for me to get my business really up and running. It's time for me to go to the next level of living. Your time is now. God bless you. I pray that this word touched you. I apologize for having to rush through this, but I want to stay within the same time frame that we're assigned to do. God bless you. We love you.
Oh, my gosh, my God, my God, my God, what a powerful word. Pastor Chuck, we ask if you could just stay to give our closing benediction. Oh, my goodness. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this word that you bless your manservant with, God. We just thank you for this word that we were able to hear to remind us that it's our time, to remind us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that it is our time to carry out the gifts, talents, abilities, and anointing that you have over our life. Father, we come to you individually and we come to you collectively, just praising your holy name. We come to you this morning with thanksgiving, honor, and praise, Father. We just thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for the blessing that you have prepared for us. But most of all, we want to thank you for this word you have given us this morning. Father, we ask that you touch Siobhan and her family as they celebrate the life of her grand aunt, Father. We also thank you, Lord, that you have blessed Minister Willa not only with another birthday, but with the power and authority, knowing that joy comes in the morning, Lord. So we know that even if a family member is not there with us in the flesh, we know that they are there rejoicing with you, Father. So we just thank you for the memories that Minister Willa has and the awesome smiles that she can have this day on her birthday as she celebrates it with you and with her mom, God. We just thank you, Lord, that you continue to watch over the Bahama Artist Empowerment Conference, Lord. We know that there is going to be a special healing for all of those who are part of this delegated mission that you have. We thank you, Lord, that the gift of teaching and mentorship and empowerment will be in this conference. So no weapons formed against this conference shall prosper. No naysayers will stop what's going on, because you already have the blood of the Lamb protecting it, Lord. We ask that you touch over Godmother Dorothy Cook and give her back all that the enemy is trying to take away from her, Lord. We bless her with sevenfold, God, because we know that you are the great I Am, and whatever you say will come to pass. Father, we ask that you, God, that brought the word this morning. Father, we ask that you refill him as he decreased and we heard your word in its entirety. Lord, we ask that you bless his church, bless his comings and goings, and bless those that he comes across, Lord. Let them know that he is truly a man of God, and they will be able to do his actions, Lord. We want to thank you so much for this call, and Father, in the name of, as we walk away from this call, we know that you are never walking away from us. As we go out there being those great ministers in the marketplace, we know that you will provide. We give you the honor, we give you the glory and the praise. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Not just call family. I know you want to hear this call again in its entirety, so we encourage you to go to www.themasterscall.net. There you will be able to hear this message by calling the replay number 712-432-1085, and the access code is the same, 957-677-pound. We also encourage you to visit our website, www.themasterscall.net. There you'll be able to hear the messages. If you missed the replay today, you'll be able to hear it tomorrow on the actual website. We also invite you again, Monday through Friday, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, or 5:30 over on the West Coast, and we invite you to go ahead on the call, the morning motivational call. That number again is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND. Share this message on your social media pages, and trust me, you and that person will be blessed. So I love you all with the love of the Lord. Greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy, and I'm turning the call over now to Pastor Chuck for our closing benediction. God bless.
Father, we're grateful for what we've experienced today, what we've learned, what we've heard. We come in agreement with the prayer and intercession that was sent up on the other's behalf. I ask, oh God, that you will bless our lives, bless this day, allow the rest of this week to be a week of victory. Protect us and keep us as we come and go. We love you, God, and we honor you. Bless us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each of you.